light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very wonderfully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad Nurim min Nurillah. Marhaba, khush amdeed. Welcome to one and all to another wonderful, exciting, beautiful silsila and topic and episode of this wonderful series known as The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, you are watching Madani Channel English, and at the moment we are broadcasting this wonderful episode all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and make us, include us amongst those fortunate personalities who are performing the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the court of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst facing, subhanallah, whilst looking at Gumbad-e-Khazra, whilst looking at the beautiful Rauza-e-Mubarak, the Sunehri Jaliyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are present in the beautiful court and the august court of the most noble and beloved Rasul Muhammad Mustafa Ahmad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen, subhanallah. Coming to our silsila and our discussion for today, today we will be discussing a beautiful incident of the Holy Quran, a mentioning which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, something very unique, something very special. But before that, inshallah, we'll take a beautiful question, we'll listen to a beautiful question. As you know that in the beginning of our silsila, we do ask the question. At the end of the episode, we will then share the answer with everyone. The question for today, subhanallah, subhanallah, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam was sent to the people of which city? Which city was Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam sent to? This is the question for today. At the end of the silsila, inshallah, we will share the answer. So be with us, inshallah, till the end of today's wonderful discussion. What are we discussing today? Allah, Allah, Allah. Today we are discussing a blissful box. Or put it in English, in easy words, a Mubarak box, a wonderful box, an excellent box, subhanallah, known as Tabut-e-Sakina. And subhanallah, the mentioning of this box, you know, and events related to this box have also been mentioned in the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we'll listen, what is this box about, what the box contained, what are the blessings of this box, and inshallah, we'll derive some beautiful lessons which we can implement in our lives and our lifestyle as well. You might be thinking that what's so special about a box, but believe me, you, there is a lot to be known regarding this wonderful box, inshallah. So make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very wonderfully stated, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we can make the wonderful intentions. Whatever we learn in today's discussion, something new many of us will be learning, inshallah, we'll try and act upon it and pass the message on to others as well, inshallah, 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 azzawajal. Before we begin our discussion, as it is our habit, we listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah, in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as soon as we return from this wonderful kalam, we will then move towards our discussion. And today's kalam, subhanallah, is a kalam written by Allama very beautifully Jami, where he speaks about the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a beautiful kalam in the Persian language. Tanam farsuda ja para ze hijra ya Rasulallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And a very beautiful recitation will inshallah be taking place. So listen to this beautiful kalam, and as soon as we return, we will then move towards our discussion, which is Tabut-e-Sakina, a blissful box. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah.
Bula lo apne dar par,
پر اب تو غم خانہ بدوشوں کو پھرے کب تک ذلیل و خوار در در بے ٹھکانے سے شب فرقت ڈھلے بر آئے ارماں یا رسول اللہ کرو تم ماستا کا اپنے مہمان یا رسول اللہ بولا قدموں میں میری جان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا زہ جراں یا رسول اللہ دلم پژمردہ آوارا زی یا رسول اللہ تمہاری یاد کا غلبہ ہمیشہ دل پہ ہو تاری لگا دو عشق کی اپنے خدا را ایسی چنگاری اسی خواہش میں کٹ جائے میری عمر رواں ساری چسوئے من گزر آری من مسکین زنا داری فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ فدائے نقش نالینت فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ سودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دل پژمردہ آوارا زیسیاں یا رسول اللہ تمہاری نعت سے ہی ہے کرم کا سلسلہ پہم ہے خواہش وقت آخر جب نکلنے والا ہو یہ دم زباں پر جاری ہو نغمہ تیرا دل یہ اس دم زیجا میں ہو بے تو مستم بزنجیرے تو دل بستم نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ نمی گو من ہستم سخندا یا رسول اللہ تنم سودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دل پشمردا آوارا سے سیا یا رسول اللہ سیاہی دفتر اعمال کی ہوتی نہیں ہے کم عذاب قبر و محشر کا مجھے اب کھا رہا ہے غم شرم ساری گناہوں پر ہے میری نم ذکر داخش حیرانم سیا شد روز سیانم پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پشمردا یا رسول اللہ سر محشر محمد پیش ہو جو در سیاہ کارا کہے بے ساختہ جو دے کہ رحمت بر گناہ گارا میری امید ہو تم اے شفا درد بیمارا چوبا زو اے شفاعت را کشائی بر گارا مکن محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ مکن محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دل پشمردا آوارا سے سیا یا رسول اللہ
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد النور من نور اللہ ماشاءاللہ 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 ویلکم بیک مرحبا ٹو اور ایپیسوڈ ان سلسلہ الحمدللہ الحمدللہ ویری بیوٹیفل کلام وی ہیو جسٹ ہرڈ اے ویری بیوٹیفل کلام واز ریسائٹڈ تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجرا یا رسول اللہ سبحان اللہ دلم پج مردہ آوارا زیسیہ یا رسول اللہ سبحان اللہ اینڈ یو نو دس از اے کلام رسن بائی علامہ جامی اینڈ انڈاؤٹڈلی ہی از دیٹ پرسنالٹی ہو یو نو واز ڈراؤن ان دا لو آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ دس کلام وچ ہی ہیز ریٹن آلسو یو کین سی ان اٹ دا لو اینڈ دا عشق مصطفیٰ دا لو آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ اینڈ انڈاؤٹڈلی you know, when we listen to these beautiful words, then we see how much love our pious predecessors had for the beautiful Zat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, in one stanza, I was just listening now, and very beautifully he has mentioned that, you know, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you come to the house of this miskeen, of this faqir, you know, of this person, you know, and he considers himself worthless, and he says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no, when you come to the house of this miskeen, this poor person, and you know, what will be my state at that time is that I am going to sacrifice everything. I will sacrifice everything, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On what? You know, on your arrival, on your blessed feet, Mubarak, on your blessed clothes, on your blessed, you know, hands. No. He says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Fidai Naqshe Naale Nat Kunamja Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will sacrifice everything on the footprint of your Mubarak sandals, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not on your sandals, not on your feet, Ya Rasulullah, not on your sandals. No, when you walk and your slippers, your Mubarak sandals, your Nalain Mubarak leave a footprint, on that footprint I will sacrifice everything which I have, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. SubhanAllah, this shows the immense love, you know, which our pious predecessors had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At the same time, it shows, you know, the love which we need to instill in our hearts, in our lives, in our lifestyle, in order for us to be successful. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, coming back to today's wonderful topic for today, we said we are going to discuss Tabut al-Sakina, which is the blissful box. And what is this box? SubhanAllah. Mention, this was a box made of a boxwood that was revealed to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. This box remained with him until the last days of his worldly life. Later on, it was passed on to his children one after the other as warasat, as inheritance. So first was Adam alayhi salam, and then passed on to his generation, to his lineage. SubhanAllah. Eventually it reached Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, and it remained under the custody of his progeny, of his generation, which is the Bani Israel. Later on, it reached Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam kept the Torah, and he kept his possessions in this wonderful box. Torah, we all know, it's that divine book which was revealed upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Four, you know, big books we discuss in the history of Islam. There are many sahifas, scriptures which were revealed, but we talk about the four main heavenly books which were revealed upon various Anbiya alayhim salam. Then we know that the Tawrat was revealed upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the Zabur was revealed upon Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, the Injil was revealed upon Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and the Holy Quran, which is, you know, that miracle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that until today, Alhamdulillah, that miracle is amongst us. This is the Holy Quran, which is revealed upon the beautiful Zat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Alhamdulillah. So these are the four main books, the four main heavenly books, which all of us should keep in mind. So the Torah, which was revealed upon Sayyidina Musa Alaihi Salam, Sayyidina Musa Alaihi Salam kept the Torah and his possessions in this wonderful box, SubhanAllah. It was an extremely holy and a blessed box. Whenever the Bani Israel would do jihad against the pagans, and whenever they would get worried due to the number of the enemies being large, they would place this box in front of them, and the blessings would emanate from it that would relieve their worried hearts. SubhanAllah. When this box would be carried ahead, the great glad tidings of Nasrum min Allahi wa Fathun Qareeb would be stowed from the sky, and they would become victorious. In other words, they would take this box with them, you know, keep it in front of them, and they would get this glad tidings that SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, Nasrum min Allahi wa Fathun Qareeb, that the help is coming from the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, wa Fathun Qareeb, and a victory, a very close victory will be granted to you. In other words, they would be given the guarantee from the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that they will win the battle, they will win the jihad, and they will be successful. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Whenever there was a difference of opinion amongst the Bani Israel, Then they would seek advice from the box, and the judgment would be heard from the box accordingly. So this box was a means of barakah, and this box was a means of their disputes being removed or being cleared basically, and a judgment being given. So this box was their judge as well. Subhanallah. Furthermore, the glad tidings of the victory would be heard from the blissful box as well. The Bani Israel used to keep this box with them during their supplications, by virtue of which supplications would be accepted. Subhanallah. Means this box was a means of their du'as being accepted as well in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to its blessings, afflictions and calamities would be averted. By the barakah of the box, different calamities, problems, troubles would also be removed. So they would win, they would get the glad tidings of winning against, you know, the kuffar, the disbelievers, with the blessings of the box. With the blessings of the box, their dua would be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the blessings of the box, they would receive the judgment to any, you know, misconceptions, any misunderstandings, any disputes with which they had amongst themselves, subhanallah. And with the blessings of this box, at the same time, you know, it was basically a means of barakah as well. In short, the blissful box was a source of great blessings and a treasure of bounties for the Bani Israel. However, when the sinful deeds of Bani Israel exceeded all the limits, the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal struck them. The people of the Amalika tribe attacked the Bani Israel, and a massive bloodshed took place. Many of Bani Israel were killed, their homes were ruined, and the city was destroyed. This was because of their, you know, actions. You know, the sins increased so much. This was one of the punishments from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the people of the Amalika tribe, they attacked the Bani Israel. Disastrous events happened to them. Why? Because of their sins, because of the disobedience which they committed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I would like to stop here. And this is also a very, you know, a big eye-opener for every one of us, that, you know, this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted so many bounties from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that yes, we commit sins day in, day out, every day, every moment, you know, so many times a day we are committing sins, we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so vast that alhamdulillah, Allah azza wa jal does not, you know, send stones from the sky. Fire is not descended from the sky. We are not sunk into this earth. We are not, you know, moved from one place to another by strong winds. You know, the mountains are not descending upon us. All of this is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the karam of being the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite our sins, the punishment is not sent upon us immediately. You know, and this is, you know, just because we are the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ye karam hai huzur ka hum par aane wale azab talte hain. This is the only the fadl of karam and the karam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So each one of us, if we spend our entire lives in shukr just for this one thing, that we are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by Allah, our lives will come to an end. And if we are, you know, we are given 100 lives and we love those 100 lives, even then, by Allah, we can never thank Allah Ta'ala for this one bounty that He made us the ummatis of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the Bani Israel, they did, you know, different actions, and yes, they were punished from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this Amalika tribe, the people from the Amalika tribe, you know, attacked them and bloodshed took place, you know, many disastrous things took place, the Amalika tribe also took the sacred box with them. The Tabut-e Sakina, they took this box with them, and they disrespectfully threw it into the garbage, al-ayadu billah. However, when the people of the Amalika did this, they themselves were punished. Alright, so in one way, they were sent as a punishment, but when they disrespected this great blessing, this bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they were also punished from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different diseases, calamities, catastrophes struck them. The five cities of the people of Amalika were completely destroyed and deserted. The pagans realized that their destruction was due to their misconduct and disrespect towards the sacred box. Therefore, they loaded the box on a cart dragged by bulls and drove it towards the towns of the Bani Israel. Allah Azza wa Jal appointed four angels to carry this blessed box to Sayyidina Shamwil alayhi salam, the Nabi of Bani Israel. This way, the lost blessing was returned to Bani Israel. This blessed box reached Sayyidina Shamwil alayhi salam right at that time when he alayhi salam appointed Talut as the king. And the people of Bani Israel were not accepting Talut as their king. They had difference of opinion. And they conditioned the acceptance that yes, we will accept Talut as a king only when this box is recovered. When this box comes back to us, then only we will accept that yes, you know, Talut is our king. Therefore, the box arrived and they all agreed upon the decision that Talut is our king. Subhanallah. So this is, you know, a brief history with regards to this wonderful box, Tabut-e-Sakina, the blissful box that yes, it was by these wonderful people, Bani Israel, then it was taken away from them. You know, these people took it, the people of the Amalika tribe, and they threw it in the garbage, ma'adallah, and they were also suffered with calamities and punished from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they decided to return it, Allah ta'ala sent angels, four angels who brought this Mubarak box to Sayyidina Shamwil alayhi salam, who was the Nabi of Bani Israel at that time. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, the box was returned safe and sound. Subhanallah. So this history of the box, inshallah, we have learned. And now we would like to discuss what was in this blessed box. Yes, we learned that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam kept the holy Torah and some of his possessions in the box. But what else was in this wonderful box? Subhanallah. It is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan that the holy staff and the blessed shoes of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the Mubarak shoes, the Mubarak staff, the stick of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the turban of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, and some pieces of the tablets on which the Torah was written was in this box, as well as some man and salwa. And man and salwa is that, you know, Mubarak food which was descended from the heavens upon the Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala did a favor upon them by sending them this, you know, this man and the salwa from the heavens. And unfortunately, these people were even, you know, disrespectful. And even this, they went against and they did not thank Allah Ta'ala for this bounty which was bestowed upon them in the form of man and salwa. And it was taken away from them. How ungrateful these personalities, these people were. So, you know, this man and salwa, some of it was also kept in this Mubarak box, and some outlines of the appearances of the Anbiya alayhi salam was kept in this box. So basically, the tabarrukat, the sacred relics, and the Mubarak possessions of these great Anbiya alayhi salam, the prophets of Allah, was kept in this wonderful box. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, you know, that this box being a secure place for all the possessions of these wonderful personalities became a means of barakah and a means of attaining respect and honor from subhanallah, and became a means of victory for the Bani Israel, alhamdulillah. So this was the possessions of this box. The Holy Quran also discusses this wonderful tabut, this wonderful box, and Allah Ta'ala mentions this box in Surah Baqarah in these words, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتُ فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَبَقِيَّةٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ آلُ مُوسَى وَآلُ هَارُونَ تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَّكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah mentions translation of Kanz al-Iman, and then Nabi said to them, indeed, the sign of his kingdom will be the coming of a wooden box to you, containing that which is the contentment of hearts from your Lord, some relics left behind by the honored Musa and the honored Harun, carried by the angels. Indeed, in it is a great sign for you, if you believe. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala mentions this wonderful box in the Holy Quran. And what is the background of this? I basically mentioned to you, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. And inshallah, there are many beautiful lessons, morals, which we learn and we can derive from the incident of this wonderful Tabut-e-Sakina, inshallah, azza wa jal. And the lessons which we can learn, we will discuss after this wonderful short break. We'll take a short break, listen to beautiful Madani pools, Madani flowers, inshallah, azza wa jal. And as soon as we return, we will then discuss the beautiful lessons which we can learn from this wonderful incident. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let me share a story about an elderly woman whose son went abroad to work. He would send her letters. Despite her illness and poverty, she eagerly awaited his letters, which she couldn't read. She would lovingly kiss and store them. Unaware, the envelopes actually contained money orders from her son for her treatment at home. Tragically, she passed away without realizing the wealth she possessed. Our relationship with the Holy Quran seems to be similar. Many of us respect it, placing it on the shelves or mantles, yet rarely open it to absorb its wisdom and guidance. Just as the elderly woman missed out on her son's support, neglecting the Quran means missing out on its treasures. The final Prophet emphasized the importance of the Quran, stating, "Whosoever heart is devoid of the Quran is like a desolate home, and those who engage with it are honored." As the Prophet said, "The best among you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others." Let's not merely kiss the Quran and keep it aside like those letters. Let's open it, read it, understand it, and let its teaching enrich our lives. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Ala Muhammad, Nurim Min Nurillah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Welcome back to our wonderful silsila. Wonderful episode, some beautiful words of wisdom we heard. And Alhamdulillah, earlier on in the episode, in the discussion today, we learned about, you know, the Tabut-e-Sakina, the history, the background of Tabut-e-Sakina, this blissful box, this Mubarak and blessed box, Alhamdulillah, what the box contained, the Tabarrukat, the sacred relics of the Anbiya alayhim salam, the Mubarak Asa of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, the Imama Sharif of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. From this we also learned that, you know, tying the Imama is, Alhamdulillah, the Sunnah of the Anbiya alayhim salam, the pious prophets, the great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they used to tie this Mubarak Imama, and Alhamdulillah, the Imama is also the crown of the angels. And the Imama, you know, the greatest fadilat which can come to my mind is that it is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And that's on the top of the list. You know, if something classifies as the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that should be, you know, the biggest reason for us to do anything. You know, just because it is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that reason is enough for us to do that wonderful action or to adopt that wonderful teaching, alhamdulillah. Mubarak thing which the Anbiya used to wear, likewise is the crown of the angels. Despite all of these wonderful excellences, one thing which you must keep in mind, it's the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, many of us should try and adopt this wonderful sunnah, you know, try and wear the beautiful Imama. Alhamdulillah, in the Mubarak Mahawal of Dawati Islami, we find many of our wonderful, respected, our Mubarak Sheikh Tariq Amir Rasulullah has given us the teaching that, alhamdulillah, many of our Muballighin across the globe, we wear this beautiful Imama, and this is indeed the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So, what lessons we learn from this beautiful, incident, and it has been mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. The first beautiful lesson which we learn, subhanallah, Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi very beautifully mentions, and he says, the possessions and belongings of the chosen bondsman of Allah are very prestigious in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and are means of acquiring blessings and bounties. He says, you see, the box contained the blessed shoes and the asa mubarak of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and a blessed turban of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. And by virtue of all of these, this box was so revered, so respected, that it was carried by the angels on their luminous shoulders. The angels presented the box in the court of Sayyidina Shamwil alayhi salam, and Allah azza wa jal called it a heavenly sign. Why the angels carried it on the mubarak shoulders? you know, why was the box brought in the court of Sayyidina Shamuil alayhi salam? Why the box was called as a sign, a ayah, a sign from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All of this is just because that box contained the mubarak tabarrukat of the great Anbiya alayhi salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then furthermore, he mentioned, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. You know, Allah Ta'ala mentions these words in the Holy Quran, فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, containing that which is the contentment of hearts. Means in this box is those things which gives tranquility, which gives peace, which gives the contentment of your hearts. And what was in there? The Mubarak Tabarrukat of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Tabarrukat, Allah Ta'ala is saying that this is Sakinatum min Rabbikum. This is the tranquility from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do you come to know? Furthermore, he says the belongings of the chosen bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are centers of mercy and blessings that provide comfort to the souls of the believers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In other words, you know, this tabarrukat, unfortunately you get some people now in today's time and age, you know, where people say that tabarrukat and these things have no benefit. You know, if someone passes away, we put the mubarak, baal mubarak, mu'i mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with him. If he's fortunate enough, we put shajara sharif, we put, you know, ahad nama, we put the, maybe, you know, any tabarrukat which we have from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the ghilaf-e-kaaba, the mubarak cloth which is covering the holy kaaba, which we have a piece of that. We have maybe some paint of gumbad-e-khazra. And all of these things, what is this? You know, people will say, you know, there's no benefit. It's just a piece of cloth. It's just this. It's just that. Allah, Allah, Allah. The Holy Quran is giving you the lesson. The turban of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, what is the turban? It's a piece of cloth. Right? It's not Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam physically being in the box. No. It's the piece of the cloth which touched the Mubarak head of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. And what is that? Allah Ta'ala says, Sakinatum min Rabbikum. This is tranquility from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sandals of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. My sandals, your sandals are such that, you know, it's dirty. People don't want to sit by it. People don't want to hold our sandals. People don't want to carry our sandals. But thus Allah Ta'ala says, no. The sandals of Musa alayhi salam, sakinatum min rabbikum, is tranquility from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The asa mubarak, the mubarak stick of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. What is a stick? Our stick, your stick, we have a walking stick. It can fall down, it can break. There's no respect. But this asa, this is that asa which Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Holy Quran. That asa of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And what's the barakah? Allah Ta'ala says, this asa is sakinatum min rabbikum. It is tranquility from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these tabarrukat. So alhamdulillah, today as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when someone leaves this world or someone goes to some city, we bring back tabarrukat, we give someone tabarrukat. The person gets happy, you know, he says, this belongs to so-and-so wali, this belongs to the mazar of so-and-so wali, this is ghilaf-e-kaaba, this is the paint from gumbad-e-khazra. All of these things make us happy, and yes, they should make us happy, because by Allah, the tabarrukat, the sacred relics of the great personalities, subhanallah, they have the ability of giving benefit in this world and in the hereafter as well. And alhamdulillah, we have seen that, you know, these great sacred relics have given benefit to people. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. So everyone should, if anyone has, you know, these satanic whispers in their minds, in their hearts, that, you know, nothing can happen with the tabarrukat, then now you must remove that doubt from your minds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Furthermore, Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi mentions, and he says, descending of divine blessings on the sacred box that contained the holy staff, the sacred footwear, the holy clothes of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is evident from the Holy Quran, then how blissful would be the graves where the holy bodies of the beloved bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are present. How mubarak will those bodies be? It means that the box upon which there is tabarrukat of these great personalities, mercy, blessings shower upon that box. Then he says, how blissful would be the graves where the holy bodies of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are present. In the box, there is the belongings of the beloveds of Allah. And the box becomes special. So the mazar, the blessed rozai, the blessed graves mubarak of these great personalities where they themselves are resting, how much mercy, how much rahmat will be descending upon those mubarak graves. By Allah, we can never ever comprehend, we can never ever understand, we can never ever, you know, acknowledge you know, the amount of mercy which surrounds the Mubarak Mazarat and the blessed resting places of the Awliya, the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, furthermore, he says, will there be no blessings on these places? Somebody says there's no use going to a mazar, there's no use going to a sacred, you know, Rosa Mubarak or whatever the case is. Subhanallah, Allah Abdul Mustafa Azmi says, every sane person bearing spiritual insight will testify that since blessings descend upon the clothes and the footwear of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then certainly those who wore them are even more blessed and they are more honored, they are more revered in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, of course, there are divine blessings showering upon the beloved graves of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim who visits the holy shrines will definitely receive shower of these blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, this is the second beautiful lesson we learn from Tabut-e Sakina, from this wonderful box. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And now, the third beautiful lesson which it is mentioned, that we also learn that all those who show disrespectful and offensive attitude towards the sacred belongings and the shrines of the beloved bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will definitely be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we learned that the people of the Amalika tribe show disrespect to the sacred box that led to the severe torment from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It led towards the punishment from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, because they showed bi'adabi, they showed disrespect towards these mubarak, you know, relics, these mubarak tabarukat from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And then he says, despite being unbelievers, they admitted that the cause of the afflictions was their disrespect towards the blissful box. That's why they loaded it on the vehicle and drove it towards the Bani Israel to attain salvation from divine wrath. Right? So the third lesson we learned from this wonderful incident is that showing disrespect towards the Mubarak relics, the Tabarrukat, and denying it and, you know, showing your hatred towards it is a means of attaining punishment from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a big warning again to all of those people out there, you know, who deny or who go against the Mubarak Tabarrukat of the beloveds of Allah, speak against it, you know, and have ill feelings or ill thoughts about it. You must make sure your iman is intact. You must make sure you're on the right page. You must read the Holy Quran and take lessons from the Holy Quran. Then you will see how the Holy Quran is, you know, teaching you. The Holy Quran is actually giving you aqidah and the basic teachings of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Somebody says, you know, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, we say our teachings of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is proven directly from the Holy Quran, from the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Furthermore, he says the Bani Israel would remain successful in their campaigns of jihad by virtue of the blissful box. Hence, we may deduce the troubles and afflictions of the Muslims will also be relieved by virtue of the graves of the holy saints. Obviously, the blessed bodies of the beloveds of Allah are more revered and blissful than their belongings. Another lesson we may learn is those who disobey Allah and His beloved Nabi Sallam are deprived of the blessings. The people of Bani Israel transgressed and showed no attention to the commands of Allah. They indulged in various sins and consequently the sacred box was taken away from them by the pagans of Amalika, and the Bani Israel remained deprived of the holy box for several years. These are few lessons, you know, which we learn, and subhanallah, there is so much which we can discuss with regards to this wonderful topic. But I would leave you, you know, on this few beautiful points. That first of all, the tabarrukat is haqiqat, and everyone needs to show the utmost adab and respect towards the tabarrukat of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, no disrespect should be shown towards the tabarrukat of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, you know, if the tabarrukat, the box which carried the tabarrukat, is so great, then how great are the mazarat and the blessed resting places, the shrines of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person, you know, should make sure his aqidah is intact and make sure that he knows what he is learning. Unfortunately, you will get many people nowadays who try to steal your iman, and they are waiting, to put all sorts of whispers in your ears, in your minds. You must save yourself from those kinds of people and make sure you are firm on the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, firm on Maslaki Ala Hazrat, Maslaki Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be entered into the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat very beautifully says, Ham Rasulullah ke aur Jannat Rasulullah ki. May Allah grant all of us the ability of visiting the beautiful city of the beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our parents, our Murshid Kareem. And may we all enter, subhanallah, the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Following the beloved Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. I would like to give the answer for today's question. The question today was, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam was sent to the people of which city? And the answer is Nineveh. Nineveh is the name of the city, to which Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam was sent. And this is the excellence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that different anbiya was sent to different nations, but my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels, the jinnah, the human beings, everyone, the animals, the plants. And this is a separate topic, topics we can discuss, and that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to Al-Alameen, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. As usual, till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.